Nancy Mace, forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect. By Hannah Knutson on November 20, 2024. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, ardently defended her plans to introduce a bill preventing biological men to use women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol, making it clear forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect. Mace took questions from an ABC reporter, who asked about her plans to introduce a bill that requires members, delegates, officers, or employees of the House to use the single-sex facility that corresponds with their biological gender. The forthcoming legislation corresponds with transgender Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, set to join the House of Representatives in January. When questioned by the reporter on the bill, Mace did not back down. "I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it," she said. And the speaker said it would be in the House rules package. "If it's not, I'll be ready with a motion, a privileged motion, to force a vote on this. This is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse, and I'm not going to allow any man in any female private space." End of story, she said, noting that she has received death threats from men pretending to be women over this. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom? She asked. The reporter asked Mace what she thinks about Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, stating that every new member should be treated with dignity and respect. "Forcing this congressperson to go into a male restroom, is that dignity and respect?" he asked. "Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect," Mace quipped. "I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms. And in fact, if you agree with that, you're crazy. Because that's not okay," the congresswoman said. "It's not okay. Watch." Mace's bill states that any member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer, or employee of the House may not use a single-sex facility, including a restroom, changing room, or locker room, in the Capitol or House office buildings, other than those corresponding to the biological sex of such individual. As Breitbart News reported, Speaker Johnson privately committed to backing Mace's effort, and he reportedly stated during Tuesday's House Republican conference meeting that transgender women will not be allowed to use women's restrooms in the Capitol. While making public remarks, Johnson said, "We will provide appropriate accommodation for every member of Congress," and he refused to say if McBride is a man or woman. "Look, I'm not going to get into this," Johnson responded. "We welcome all new members with open arms who are duly elected representatives of the people. I believe it's a command. We treat all persons with dignity and respect. We will. I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this."